From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress that his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families have begun to return home and schools are reopening. Ahmed is a student in Aleppo. He says there are many bombings there. He said his family was scared and they stopped sending him to school. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. Mexican authorities abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison outside of Mexico City to another penitentiary. The notorious drug cartel boss has twice escaped Mexican prisons, all of that in recent years. He was transferred under heavy security to Ciudad Juarez, which is separated from the U.S. state of Texas by the Rio Grande River. Mexican government statement said the transfer was prompted by ongoing security upgrades at the Mexico City prison. Egypt's Interior Ministry says unidentified gunmen killed 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers in an attack outside of Cairo today. While no group claimed responsibility for the attack, jihadist groups have routinely killed hundreds of policemen. This is VOA News.